The situation is evolving rapidly. Jim Sweeney is YKHC's Vice President of Hospital Services.
We are staying on top of this every week, sometimes every day, depending on what's going on.
YKHC is remaining abreast of the updates coming from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, or CDC. It is meeting regularly with the state of Alaska, along with other hospitals across the state, to share information and coordinate testing and care of patients possibly carrying the COVID-19 virus. YKHC is also meeting internally every week to plan its response to the virus if it emerges at a village clinic or the regional hospital in Bethel. YKHC is also running regular drills.
So a typical drill might have somebody coming in to the outpatient clinic and reporting that they have symptoms that are consistent with COVID and that they were traveling to one of the countries that was on the list of restricted travel from. And in that case, what we would do is get them, the people they come in contact with, get them a mask and put them into a negative pressure room.
This room controls the way that air leaves the room and cleans it as it leaves.
And then they would activate our incident command program internally so that we can respond to them and get them tested and go from there.
Lab testing for the virus is being done in Anchorage and Fairbanks. YKHC is also increasing its inventory of personal protective equipment, including masks, gowns, and gloves at its Bethel Hospital and Village Clinics. With COVID-19 spreading from person to person in Washington State, YKHC Chief of Staff Ellen Hodges says the virus could reach Alaska soon.
Most of the cases are likely to be mild, but there are people who are at higher risk,
including the elderly and people with heart and lung diseases. If someone in a village is suspected of carrying a mild case of COVID-19, a health aide would know what to do, placing a mask on the patient and trying to keep them from traveling and coming into contact with other people. The health aide would remain in contact with a provider in Bethel for ongoing instructions. More severely ill patients would be transported to Bethel and possibly Anchorage. Hodges says methods for preventing the spread of COVID-19 are the same as other infectious diseases, like the common cold.
We can't mention hand washing enough, I don't think, and staying home when you're sick or avoiding others when you're sick.
People in communities or households without running water or a limited supply of clean water are advised to use hand wipes or hand sanitizer containing at least 60% alcohol. People who are not sick do not need to wear mask. Following these guidelines can also prevent the spread of other viruses currently circulating in the region, including influenza and RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, which can be especially serious for infants. Hodges also recommends people get their annual flu shot. It won't protect against COVID-19, but does help protect against the flu on an individual and community level, and could reduce the strain on the healthcare system if a COVID-19 outbreak occurs. According to the CDC, symptoms for COVID-19 may appear 2 to 14 days after exposure and include fever, cough, and shortness of breath. YKHC recommends people reference the CDC website for up-to-date and accurate information on the virus. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.